Investors need to hit unfollow. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It's probably a good thing the stock market's closed today because way too many investors are basing their decisions on tweets. Stock prices boomed on Monday when the president tweeted that China had agreed to reduce and remove tariffs on imported American cars. But then stocks tanked yesterday when it turned out there was no agreement. Now, how you can be in a face-to-face meeting and not know what you agreed to remains a mystery, but it called for a clarification tweet.
Investors lost confidence after President Trump's tweet calling himself a, quote, tariff man.
A tariff man. And the stampede began. In a matter of hours, tech stocks were in the soup. Amazon lost $51 billion. Apple stock lost $39 billion. Netflix investors were down $6.5 billion. I'm sure there were other factors besides just the tweet. Maybe Netflix's real problem was its decision to pay $100 million for another year of Friends reruns.
What's wrong, buddy?
Someone at work ate my sandwich.
I mean, it was good, but come on. In any case, stockbrokers immediately started reassuring their customers that the economy remains solid, and if you up and sell, you might miss the next boom. And they have a point. Tomorrow, Trump might tweet that he is now free market man. Of course, he might also announce that he's Aquaman. Who knows? Although if he can make sea level drop, that'd be a good thing. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.